up to the harrow, but it had trace a beam across it too, the hook to the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go to side the cotton, when the cotton grow up and they get ready to chop it, well, they do what you call buying off the cotton. A man would get in there with a mule and he'd go down this side the row of cotton and cut off so much of dirt. Then he'd come back on that side and leave it just about that wide. And you had to take your hoe and thin that cotton out, leave it about that far apart. They had the big boll cotton then. The boll weavers hadn't started. And cotton used to grow high as me.
Hmm.
But when the boll weavers started, it knocked them down.
Yeah.
Then the army worms come through there. Whoo, they were crawling everywhere, all across the streets.
Hmm.
Everywhere. I've seen a lot of things.
If you were growing wheat in a field, how did they measure the amount they got out of a field?
Measure the amount of what?
Of wheat.
Wheat?
Yeah.
Well, you see, wheat grow like, just like straw.
Uh-huh.
And I used to tie wheat and tie oats. They have oats. Make, mm-hmm. See, they made their own flour and they shell corn. You take a big old tub of corn in your house at night and you shell that off the cob. Maybe fill up things bigger than them bags. Well, the next morning, you'd go to the mill where they grind that into meal and grits. See, mm-hmm. grits is made mm-hmm. out of corn, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, but they had a thing they put in there to grind the meal, well, it would make it fine. Then they'd take that out and put another one in there to make your grits, and it left them a little thick, you know, mm-hmm. how grits are.
Mm-hmm.
But they fixed the meal so it would be like bread. Then they raised their own rye bread. They had rye. And the wheat, they'd make flour out there, take that to the mill, and they'd shuck it. They had a thing to shuck it. And they raised sugar cane and ribbon cane, and they would cut that and make syrup.
Mm-hmm.
They had a mule, he'd pull this thing around to grind the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd let that mule go round and round till he get drunk. Then they'd take him out and put another mule there. And that barrel would be just full of juice. Ooh, I used to drink so much of canned juice. Then they put it over in a big old copper thing. They cooked it in pot and cooked it down to syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in them barrels, like I tell you. Some of them had just a little bit of kegs like that. But mm-hmm. they had a little faucet in the middle to turn it
mm-hmm.
to get your stuff out there.
How much wheat could you get out of a field?
Oh, well, it's called how big a field you had. Some of them would have 2 or 3 acres of wheat. Some uh-huh. wouldn't have but an acre. Uncle Lewis made his own tobacco. And sometimes he'd press it, put it between two boards and press it. And then sometimes he'd just twist it
mm-hmm.
and cure it. And he kept it up in the barn.
How much wheat could you get to an acre?
Well, you'd get a lot.
Uh-huh.
You'd make maybe 2 or 3 barrels of flour.
Uh-huh. What about oats? How do they get the oats?
Well,
away?
They plant the oats and make oatmeal and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
They used to have a reaping binder, they called it. That thing went through and it had something went over and it just would cut the oats and mm-hmm. fly it out. Now they got cotton pickers. See, we used to pick the cotton with our hands. But they learned to get a machine that could go down and pull all them bolts of cotton off that stuff and go through something to get the cotton coming one way. If you watch TV, you see it. And then that cotton would be just as black with all that burr and stuff in it. But mm-hmm. when you picked it with your hands, you left that burr all day and just pulled the white cotton out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so pretty and white. But they started to do, and just like they started with milkers, putting them things, tan up to pull cow's tits. Milking with a machine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's miserable.